Cathedral of Celestial Magic by Elia Pieper. You are strolling across the moonlit playa, struck with wonder, when you discover another beautiful glow before you. As you get closer to explore, you begin to notice inviting primitive archways made of scrap wood with intricate lamps hanging from their center, luring you in. The low, rough, scrap metal walls have warm glowing lights that resemble the constellations you see above you in the night sky. As you study these constellations, you notice other symbols from ancient cultures that create a faint remembrance. When you peer over the small wall, you see people playing with an incredible giant object which looks like it's made up of a dozen stars. You hear collective sounds being played together with an ever-changing feel and notice the star tips glowing brighter as someone touches it. You are suddenly incredibly intrigued to touch and play for yourself. Soon you find yourself creating music with your fellow beings as you light up the stars with your touch. Not only light, but sound and movement. As you play the stars in front of you, you start to realize that you are a child of the stars, and they are playing their music through you and those around you. For centuries, humankind has been enchanted by our beautiful creators. Infinite amounts of stars have exploded and left an everlasting echo inside of our minds and hearts. Mankind has been worshiping the heavens for thousands of years. Altars, pyramids, religions, telescopes, rocket ships, and much more have been created in search of their light. Math, science, and many things have been created to try and perfect the understanding of our universe, but they create only a crude mimicry. The Cathedral of Celestial Magic, the artist wishes to portray the underlying message that we are the very essence of what we worship. We are star stuff. The Cathedral of Celestial Magic is a giant mathematical star that lights up when it's touched. Around its perimeter are constellations cut into reclaimed wood and metal scraps. You have to walk through archways to enter the cathedral. At the center of the cathedral is Phrabjus, a sculpture by George W. Hart, assembled from 30 identical pieces that form a three-dimensional star shape, a representation of the connection of the universe. When people collectively touch the tips of Phrabjus, Hart's sculpture creates music and light. It makes stars appear to spin around the cathedral's scrap metal walls as you and your fellow participants touch and play with it. We are all sacred co-creators of this beautiful universal existence, and we will always be connected in this chaotic perfection of swirling star stuff.